Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew today. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. It's 45 degrees here, going to be a high in the mid-50s today. So we got your next traffic update here in 4 minutes. I want to start off talking about insider trading for Congress. There have been people from our own congressman, Matt Gaetz, to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, who has been very outspoken against insider trading in Congress, but it's never been able to get done. Like, they've never been able to really do much to stop congressional insider trading. Now, I've talked to some people who've said, you know what, insider they can't do that. Insider trading is illegal. It doesn't matter if you're a member of Congress or if you're not a member of Congress. Here's Congressman Corey Mills and talking about insider trading in Congress and why it's, how it works. And so Corey Mills from here in Florida, he's from the 7th Congressional District, and he was on Fox Business. So this is him discussing how insider trading works for members of Congress and why it needs to be addressed. Here you go, cut five.
The very thing that Congress does on a day-to-day basis is what we would get someone like Martha Stewart for insider trading on. There are certain committees of jurisdiction in which people sit on or oversee where they know exactly what's coming out, what's going to pass, and what's coming to the floor. And as a result of that, they almost have an early start in their efforts to be able to buy stocks and things that they know will go up as a result of those different types of appropriations. That, in my opinion, is wrong. Members of Congress should go there for public service. Look, public service and personal enrichment are mutually exclusive. You can't have both. Right. You can't have members of Congress who come in who have a better stock trading record than Warren Buffett. So what I look at is I want a stock ban on members of Congress and their spouses so that we can get back to making sure that we deconflict this, have no conflict of interest, and truly serve the American people.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, there you go. There is a, I mean, it, there's been a, I don't want to say a joke, but a, but yeah, kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing that if you go to, if you can get in Congress or U.S. Senate, then you're going to come out financially way better than what you went in with. There's story after story of people who go there and they might have been, you know, just barely squeaking along. And then, you know, next thing you know, 8 years, 10 years later, yeah, in D.C., they're millionaires. Well, how is that possible when you're a quote-unquote public servant? Well, Bobby, they're getting paid $175,000 a year. Well, yeah, but they also have to have a place in D.C., which is not cheap, and a place from their original residence. So they're not, it's not like they have tons of excess income. So how's that happening? Well, this is one way it's happening. Insider trade, just like you said, they're on committees. They're on, they're on certain committees where they know something's going to pass, or at least it's going to get to the floor. So then go ahead and buy stocks. There is a group called Unusual Whales on. They provide trading services to retail traders, and they published a list of the top portfolios in Congress for last year. I'll share that with you right after Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Starting to see a slowdown if you're heading on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Starting to see a minor slowdown through that area. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So this company, Unusual Whales, they provide stock tips and information for retail traders. And they published an in-depth congressional stock trading pattern of 2024 to show how lawmakers' portfolios performed. So here's an example. The number one lawmaker was David Rouser. I don't even know where he's from. David Rouser, 149% increase of his stock portfolio last year. 149%.
Did you say 149%?
149% increase of his stock portfolio.
Wow.
I don't know. Like I do know he's a Republican. Mm-hmm. Where's he from? He is from North Carolina. And so he's from North Carolina. I don't know what his background was before. Looks like he'd been a member of the state house in North Carolina. Anyway, let me get to number two. Number two is Florida's own Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's already a multimillionaire. So she's already a multimillionaire, so clearly she can't increase her portfolio that much. Oh, she comes in at number two at 142% increase of her portfolio last year.
I could just say, wow, man.
142% of her portfolio increase. Ron Wyden, another Democrat, 123%. Roger Williams, a Republican, 111%. Morgan McGarvey, which I'm pointing out, Republican, Democrat, to show this is not a Democrat-only thing. It's not a Republican-only thing. This is either way. In fact, when they look at the market trends, like market benchmarks, how well the market performed. Now, last year's market performed very well. It was a very good market. If you just increased your portfolio the way is what the market did, it was about 25% growth last year. That was a big growth year. So with that, there was, I counted it earlier. I think it was 20 members of Congress who outperformed the market even. And so like significantly, 45%, 60%, 70%, 100%, 90%, 95%, 71%. It's just crazy. So thought that was kind of an interesting one. Back to you and me. 46% of employees don't know what is exactly expected of them at work. 46% of employees don't know what their expectations are. They clearly, they don't know what is clearly expected of them at work. 46, almost half.
That's clearly a big number.
Just earning a paycheck. What's your duties? I mean, I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Do you clearly know what's expected of you at work? Show up.
That's a start.
I show up, I get paid. So that's what I know. Yeah. 31%, so almost one third, reported feeling, only 31% feel engaged at work. Only a third. So two thirds of your employees are like, or coworkers are like, I don't feel engaged here. That is a 10-year low, according to Gallup. Only 17% are actively disengaged at work. So almost one out of five are just like, yeah, I'm not dealing with this. So yeah, I thought that was kind of some interesting
very
statistics
interesting
there.
Yes.
In today's day and age, productivity expectations and everything actually isn't even as important now as the way people feel. 39% of employees feel strongly that somebody at work cares about them. 39%.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, but only 39%, though.
I know.
That's a drop, actually, in just 5 years. 5 years ago, in 2020, that number was 47%. So it dropped from 47% to 39%. So
need now those mental health days.
You need more mental health days. Yeah, that's it. Only 30% strongly agree that someone at work encourages their development. That's down from 36% in 2020. So those are some of the employee market trends, I guess you would say. Here's a text. Did they not read their hire pack information for their job description? I don't know, man. That's a weird thing. 46% not knowing exactly what their clear expectations are of their job. That's, I don't know if that's a failure on the employee or a failure on the employer. You know what I mean? Wow, that's a lot. By the way, last little story here for you before we get a break. We know that inflation is hitting a lot of people. The economy is hitting a lot of people. I'm still talking to some businesses who are hoping 2025 is going to turn around for them. That some of them are just holding on, like white knuckling it, hoping things will turn around because they're about to have to close their business. Well, things that people are spending less on. Well, number one is gas. People are not splurging on gas. They're not taking road trips anymore. They're thinking a little bit more longer about if they're going to go on a boat ride or a motorcycle ride or four-wheeler, jet skis, whatever it might be. Another area, though, is the other area where people are not splurging as much on, eating out less. 51% of people surveyed said they're dining out way less. Obviously, that's hurting restaurants. 48% are not buying as many new clothes. Once again, almost 50%. 53% are spending less on electronics, and 43% are spending less on beauty-related stuff. So there you go. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, got some cold weather coming here shortly. Plus, I got some today in history for you. And upsetting news about Starbucks. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Often the most unhealthy part of a person is their mind. People fantasize about life with a different spouse, or they entertain negative thoughts that often lead to depression, or some people think of themselves more highly than they ought. After all, no one knows what you're thinking unless you tell them. It's easy to keep secret the bad habits of the mind. Did you know that 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Beware of thinking on things that inhibit your spiritual growth or undermine your relationship with others. Instead, capture your thoughts and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You'll be glad you did, and so will the people in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News. 5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 1620 and now FM 92.3.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100, Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming Meet and Mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shaft of light that shows the way.
With Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Let's get traffic on the fives.
That's right. Just got an accident on I-10 westbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Now, that accident is moved onto the side of the road. I'm not seeing any delays, but of course, people are going to, drive by slow and look at it. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. If you're traveling southbound on Highway 29, just north of 9 Mile Road, right around the 10 Mile Road, you're going to see some heavy congestion in that area. Other than that, traffic's cool. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So it's 45 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of right around mid-50s today. But, oh boy, we are coming up with some bad weather here very soon, as there is a, we've got a cold front coming through about middle of the day Sunday, it looks like, because Sunday is going to be still a high 50, but then, and like before that, the next few days is going to be like, after today, it's going to be a high in the 60s, then Sunday high 50, but then it's going to get really cold, and we'll have like maybe the low will be in the 20s. Monday the high will only be in the low 40s. Tuesday, the high might not even get to 40.
Wow.
And they're saying we're going to have a wintry mix. A wintry mix. Ugh. This sounds horrible.
I don't like the sound of that, man. I really don't.
The way this sounds exactly. This sounds not nice at all.
No.
So we'll have to see what happens with it, but just be aware that we got some cold weather coming down the pike here. So that's not going to be nice. Now, today in history, some interesting things happened. Vermont declared its independence from the New York colony back in 1777. Back in 1797, the top hat was created and unveiled by James Hetherington. I think we should start wearing top hats again.
I really do. It would look good on you, Bobby.
Yeah, top hat?
Yeah.
Just walk around with a top hat.
Exactly.
And a hoodie.
It's Bobby.
1892, the rules of basketball were printed in Springfield, Massachusetts. Of course, that's where it was originated by James Naismith. In 1967, Green Bay Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the very first Super Bowl. 1972, American Pie hit number one on the pop charts back in 1972. 1973, President Nixon announced the suspension of offensive military action in Vietnam. 1974, Happy Days premiered. Loved Happy Days, and it ran until 1984, 11 seasons. 77, Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin debuted The Coneheads on Saturday Night Live. And, of course, that was that remained as a pop culture thing through the 80s, even, with the Coneheads and the movie coming out. 2001, Wikipedia went live online. Wikipedia's only been around since 2001. Of course, I say only. Now it's 24 years ago. Jeez, makes me feel old. 2009 was when the miracle on the Hudson happened. Captain Sully Sullenberger landed his plane on the Hudson. 2021, WandaVision premiered on Disney Plus. So there you go. David, real quick, what you got for us in the newsroom?
I don't know. I'm still thinking about the top hats. There is one thing, though. South Korean officials have arrested and impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. He was impeached after declaring martial law in South Korea last month. This morning, about 3,000 officers showed up to arrest him. He says he'll appear before their corruption investigation office.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Six of President-elect Trump's nominees have Senate confirmation hearings today, starting at 9:30 a.m. Eastern.
Pam Bondi begins day one of a two-day hearing to become Trump's Attorney General. Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. John Ratcliffe to lead CIA. Sean Duffy of Transportation. Chris Wright for Energy. Russell Vogt to run OMB.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. It's day nine of the fires burning in Southern California. At least 24 deaths are confirmed. Thousands of people are homeless now.
A particularly dangerous situation red flag warning, which is rare, is in effect for parts of Los Angeles and Ventura counties, where wind gusts could reach 30 to 50 miles per hour in valleys and coastal areas. Tens of thousands are without power due to shutoffs to prevent lines from sparking new fires.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Supreme Court today hears a challenge to a Texas law requiring age verification to access adult content online. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got cloudy skies. It's 45 degrees in Pensacola. Another person now facing charges related to the homicide that happened on Topaz Avenue, April of last year. 20-year-old Demetrius Ronaldson Jr. He's wanted on a first-degree premeditated murder charge in Escambia County. Currently is in jail on an unrelated charge in Santa Rosa County. Two other people were charged last week, 24-year-old Taziah Dixon and 29-year-old LaDre Galloway. Investigators believe Dixon and Ronaldson ambushed, shot, and killed the victim, Keith Beasley, as he and another man were picking up a vehicle from that home on April 30th, 2024. They believe Galloway didn't fire shots, but was involved in the plot. Dixon is currently serving a 12-year sentence in relation to another drive-by shooting that happened in Pensacola in 2023. Pensacola's deputy city administrator has resigned, David Forte. He resigned from the city effective January 6th. It's the second major resignation the city has seen in recent weeks. Port Director Clark Merritt also resigned in the last week. Forte had been in that position since 2021. He oversaw the city's community development departments, public works and facilities, community redevelopment agency, and parks and rec. There are two deputy city administrators on staff. Amy Miller remains on staff as the city's other deputy administrator. Marco Rubio appearing today for his first Secretary of State confirmation hearing. It'll be before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Cuba expert Dr. Andy Gomez says Rubio should sail through easily as the chief diplomat.
Marco understands very well the negotiating with the Cuban government. It's not going to get you anywhere. We saw it during the Obama years.
Rubio's been in the Senate now since 2010, serving on foreign relations and intelligence committees. There's no word yet officially on who will replace him when he resigns. Attorney General Ashley Moody is rumored to be at the top of a short list of potential appointees. But we should know for sure within the next week, Governor DeSantis is interviewing prospective replacements.
Got a lot of, I think, credible candidates.
DeSantis says he definitely, though, will not be replacing Rubio with a member of the U.S. House because the Republican majority in the House is slim, and he says his top priority is helping President Trump enact his agenda. Special elections to replace Congressman Mike Waltz and Matt Gaetz's seats will be held in April. Of course, early voting in the primary for the District 1 race does begin this coming Saturday. Florida's insurance commissioner says he sees good news for those worried about rising insurance rates. Mike Jaworski, he went before the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee yesterday. He said the average market cost for insurance in Florida is currently at $3,700. That is up over the past several years, but Jaworski says it's stabilized in the last year and a half. Jaworski credits reforms passed by lawmakers in recent years. And it is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Let's see here. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, starting to see a backup just due to congestion, about a 5-7 minute backup, not a big deal at all. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly, unless you're on 98 eastbound. Let's see here, by the Navarre Beach Bridge, going eastbound through that construction zone, you're going to see maybe a 10-15 minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be seeing mostly sunny skies today with temperatures warming up into the low to mid-50s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 42. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 58. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 38 degrees. For Friday, reaching highs near 62 degrees with lows overnight staying in the 60s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 45 in Pensacola, 47 in Gulf Breeze. We've got 43 in Milton. Our next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The December Consumer Price Index report is set for release in 10 minutes. Economists polled by Dow Jones see headline CPI rising 0.3% on a monthly basis and gaining 2.9% over the prior 12 months. British artificial intelligence startup Synthesia says it has raised a $180 million funding round led by NEA. The financing values the company at $2.1 billion, which is more than double the $1 billion valuation when Synthesia last raised funds in 2023. Merck CEO Rob Davis told CNBC that there's more to the pharmaceutical giant than its lucrative cancer drug Keytruda, and he described the future of its other ventures. According to Davis, the breadth and the depth of Merck's current pipeline is the most diversified in the company's recent history, with its portfolio broadening into the cardiometabolic space along with immunology and more. Futures are slightly higher ahead of key inflation data due out in 10 minutes. That's Your Money Now.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Feedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate. Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Hi, I'm Meg. Find out how today at 10 as Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors will join me on the Pensacola Expert Panel to help you find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's today at 10 with Armada Advisors on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
President Trump wants to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget, and I have the plan that gets him there. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. We have over 3 million federal employees. I will propose to cut them in half. This reduction will save $150 billion on salaries and an additional $150 billion in benefits. We need to cut off the cash payments to illegals, and they will self-deport. I will propose Medicare reform, regulation cuts, and repealing the Davis-Bacon Act. With a background in finance, I know how to fix Washington and get the $2 trillion in cuts. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Air Force B-1 pilot, with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one in this race has more military experience than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merck, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merck for Congress.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
With Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is coming up here in about 10 minutes, we'll be talking a little bit about Jimmy Patronis, who is running for Congressional District 1. And as there's been a little bit of controversy because he doesn't live in the congressional district, so he's being criticized and by his opponents for not being in the district. So we'll talk about that a little bit coming up in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Then we'll get your next traffic update in 3 minutes. I want to bring up this story about Starbucks. So this was I saw this story and I was kind of saying it tongue in cheek earlier. Somebody pointed out that because I was saying bad news from Starbucks, horrible news here. And how is that? Well, it's because Starbucks has announced now they will no longer have their open door policy. Meaning, previously they had a policy that you didn't have to buy anything to be able to go there. So you could just go there and work and hang out, have a meeting, whatever it might be, no obligation to purchase anything. And I would say, so when I saw that they are now saying, yeah, they're closing their door to non-paying customers now. They've released a new code of conduct saying that their cafe, including restrooms and patios, are for customers only. Oh, okay. Dang it. I just say that because I'm one of those that, especially if I'm traveling, I will find a Starbucks and that is my mobile office. And sometimes I buy a drink or some food item, but sometimes I won't. I'm just there to work or I have a meeting and we have a meeting and then I move on. And I know that's horrible, and many times I often feel guilty. Like I'll buy something just because I feel good sitting there, even though I knew they had a open door policy. Now the open door policy is gone. Well, apparently in some other larger cities, they've had a massive problem of homeless people just hanging out there all day because they don't have money to buy anything. So they're like, well, I'll just hang out here then. And so, so they've been having a problem with homeless people, but they have another problem with lots of people like myself working remotely and just spending it all day there. Now, what I have seen before, when I was in Chicago with Andrew covering the DNC, I got there a day early. And so I did my thing. I went to Starbucks and was working. Now, I did go get a drink and everything like this. I saw some dude sitting across from me. He had like a little mini, it didn't look like a cooler, but it was a cooler. It was like this little mini bag. It was just like this square thing. And he like unzipped it and opened it up. And it was like insulated in there. And he had his own sandwiches. He had a drink. I was like, All right, dude, that's too much, man. that's gutsy right there. It was crazy. So yeah, no more of that for Starbucks. Here's another text. You should at least buy a drink. I do usually. It's just not especially if I'm just there for a quick meeting with somebody where it might only be 15, 20 minutes and then we're out. I don't want to buy a drink just for 15, 20 minute meeting. But, you know, no more now. Got to go buy it. All right. Governor DeSantis announced the other day a special session of the legislature to basically deal with illegal immigration. Here it is, cut four. It's coming. All right, never mind. Let's do cut four in a second. Let's do traffic on the fives first with John Pickens. Then we'll do cut four.
All right, no accidents to let you know about right now. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, starting to see some major delays there. Maybe about a 10 to 12 minute delay with that. But other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, we got cut four ready. Yes. Governor DeSantis announced in special legislative session. Let's go and play
it. Responsibility to be in this fight. State and local officials in Florida must help the Trump administration enforce our nation's immigration laws. And we are going to need, in order to do that effectively, we are going to need legislation to impose additional duties on local officials and provide funding for those local officials. There also needs to be measures to hold people accountable who are violating our anti-sanctuary policies. And then Florida needs to make sure that we don't have any lingering incentives for people to come into our state illegally. So therefore, I'm going to call the legislature into special session starting the week of January 27th. We have the next president taking office January 20th. We anticipate executive orders to be issued immediately after the swearing in and the inaugural address. We're going to have some time to process to make sure we're doing what we need to do, but then we need to act and we need to act quickly. We don't have time to waste. The American people spoke very clearly of all the issues out there, and there were a lot of very important issues. This issue of the border and illegal immigration was one of the top issues in the 2024 election and has been one of the top issues that we've had in this country for many, many years.
There you go. So having a special session in order to deal with illegal immigration and that are here in the state. Like, obviously, we can't do anything on the federal level, but as he was pointing out there, this is a way to support the federal laws and regulations here on the statewide level, particularly because we have things like sanctuary cities still. So Governor DeSantis he's been dealing with illegal immigration since he got in office. I mean, within the first 6 months of being in his first term, he signed a bill that would ban sanctuary cities in the state. Sanctuary cities is a community that prevents law enforcement or the government from enforcing immigration, like, you know, cracking down on immigration laws. So they don't turn people into ICE. They don't. They won't cooperate with immigration, customs, enforcement, and things like that. So that was one thing he did. Of course, he was the one that started the whole "let's fly the illegal immigrants to blue states." He's the one that started that, and that was followed by Texas that ended up doing that as well. And of course, the blue states ended up complaining, "Oh, we got all these illegals here." Like, yeah. And they're like, "How dare these southern states fly these people up here?" Like, it's your policies that are allowing them to come into the country like crazy. And so you guys deal with it. And then let's see, what else did he do? Oh, he passed another bill that basically cracked down on driver's licenses of illegals, human smuggling, and had and expanded E-Verify. He re-implemented the Florida State Guard, and the State Guard was sent to Texas to help with their border, and they're also meant to help with national emergencies and stuff like that, but that's one area where he's helped it. And now, of course, the special session on immigration, so we'll have to see what happens with that. I know there's some concerns with people when it comes to a special session, like, is this actually going to be effective? Is this going to do anything effective. Well, he is planning on doing executive orders, as he stated, right afterwards. But I think the point of the special session is to come up with actual legislation that can be passed. Also, when it comes to Governor DeSantis, he addressed the vacant U.S. Senate seat, said that he will not rob the U.S. Senate to fill the seat because we need to keep as many Republicans as possible in Congress in order to keep, in order to hold the majority, in order to allow President Trump to fulfill his agenda. And so there's been apparently quite a few Republicans in the state, like congressmen and women, who've expressed interest in filling that U.S. Senate seat. But, you know, he's basically said he's not going to do that. He's not going to rob from that. Now, one person that would be available would be our very own former Congressman Matt Gaetz. He'd be available. Don't necessarily know if he'd do it, but that would be one. Ashley Moody, who is in a statewide elected seat right now, she very well could be somebody that could be put in that position. But I keep hearing buzz about Laura Trump, who's the current co-chair of the RNC. So that'd be interesting to see what that. And of course, the U.S. Senate seat is open right now because of Marco Rubio being nominated as Secretary of State. So Marco Rubio's confirmation hearing begins today. It begins, I believe, at 11 o'clock today. Yeah, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock our time. Pam Bondi, who was a former state attorney general for the state, and she was Trump's legal attorney during his impeachment hearings, her confirmation hearing begins today at 8:30 our time as the nation's attorney general. But there's also some other ones going on today. John Ratcliffe, the former head of national intelligence, he's been selected to lead the CIA. And his confirmation hearing begins today. Sean Duffy, he's a former Republican congressman from Wisconsin. He is going before the Senate Commerce Science and Transportation Committee because he was nominated as the transportation secretary. So his confirmation hearing begins today. Chris Wright, he's been selected to be in charge of the Energy Department. Now, Chris Wright is another one of these controversial picks, like Pete Hegseth was. This one's different, though. He's controversial because he's going to be leading the Energy Department. If he gets confirmed, he'll be leading the Energy Department, and yet he runs a fracking and oil field services company. And so for a lot of people who are anti-fracking, anti-oil, they don't want to see an oil and fracking guy running the Energy Department. But he's not just going to be over. But the thing is the Energy Department will oversee the nation's oil and gas production and their exports, as well as the nuclear weapons programs and stuff like this. So, or nuclear programs. So you kind of need somebody who has experience in the oil and gas industry or field in order to run the oil and gas. Other confirmation hearing that's going on today is Russell Vought. He's been nominated to be the director of the Office of Management and Budget. He was that before, so not really a big, that one's probably going to be a pretty easy one right there. Tomorrow, there's five more. We'll continue with Pam Bondi's confirmation, but also North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Secretary of Department of Interior, former Representative Lee Zeldin will be over the EPA. Scott Turner, nomination for HUD, Housing and Urban Development, which is, I mean, look, I love Dr. Ben Carson, but that was an egregious appointment last time. He had no reason to be, there's no reason for him to be over HUD. And then Scott Bessent was the nominee for the Treasury Secretary. So those are all happening tomorrow. All right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, let's talk about Jimmy Patronis and Congressional District 1 right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Start your year in a new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. 2024 Crosstrek model starting at $25,262. 2024 Forester Wilderness model starting at $36,222, and 2025 Outback model start at $28,868. Love is out there. Find it at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
It's 7:55. Let's take a look at our traffic on the fives, brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends. It's Frontier Motors. Seeing a little slowdown on I-10 eastbound if you're going between the Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, seeing about a 5-10 minute delay. And also, if you're on Highway 90 heading into Pensacola, you're seeing about a 10-15 minute just congestion delay. No accidents that I see so far, so we're good on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress, here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back, local. I'm bringing new ideas along with fresh conservative leadership right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high in the mid-50s today, then tomorrow will be in the 60s, and then after that will be 60s, and then Sunday starts to get cooler back then, and then and it just gets colder and colder and colder, and we have a cold weekend or beginning of next week coming up. Congressional District 1, of course, has a vacancy. We got a special election coming up at the end of the month for the Republican primary, and then the general election is April 1st, and Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis doesn't live in Congressional District 1, but he is running for Congressional District 1. And for some of his opponents, that's a thorn in their side. Jimmy Patronis lives in Panama City. And when he said his residency shouldn't be an issue because he has long roots in the panhandle. And then he explained this, quote, "Let me give you a little civics lesson. Do you know why District 1 is where it is? It's because Republican legislature is in charge right now, and this is what we've done since Daniel Webster was Speaker of the House. We tried to create as many Republican congressional seats as possible. So what happens is you get gerrymandered lines." In other words, he's saying the only reason why he's not in CD1 is because they gerrymandered more lines in order to have more Republican districts. And so it shouldn't matter. Now, Panama City has not been part of CD1 for 30 years.